USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Passage of a big infrastructure bill in the Senate is drawing praise from President Biden and Vice President Harris. The roughly $1 trillion measure easily cleared the Senate with some bipartisan support. During a White House event, Biden calling it sweeping and historic. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty not a fan of the bill as he voted no.
Well, again, this is a massive power grab by the Democrats.
Yeah.
We've been lectured for 4 years about the fact that Republicans under Trump didn't respect our institutions. But as soon as the Democrats take control, they move to federalize our elections, to basically pack the court. And now they've taken the attempt to basically give us zero time to evaluate a 2,700-page bill.
The CDC is investigating a mysterious bacterial disease known as melioidosis that's killed two Americans and sickened two others. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is stepping down from office on August 24th. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the details.
The third-term Democrat is resigning after 11 women came forward saying the governor sexually harassed them. And in one instance, Andrew Cuomo tried to retaliate against her. Andrew Cuomo was also accused of underreporting the number of people who died in nursing homes from COVID-19. Andrew Cuomo denies the allegations, calling them politically motivated.
I am a New Yorker, born and bred. I am a fighter. And my instinct is to fight through this controversy because I truly believe it is politically motivated.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 162 points to finish out Tuesday at 35,264. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A much-publicized climate change report is being disputed.
The United Nations is reporting global warming is dangerously close to spiraling out of control, warning the world is already certain to face further climate disruptions for decades. Former Communications Director for the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee under President George W. Bush, Mark Morano, tells Fox News the UN report is not based on science, but science institutional theories.
This is what the UN does every 3 to 5 years, and it's essentially, you don't have to trust the science. They're asking you to trust scientific institutions, and this is a political lobbying arm of the United Nations that pretends to be a science panel. They were started in 1988. Their goal is to scare everyone to convince you into, quote, climate action. Al Gore has said these reports are, quote, torqued up. How else do you get the attention of policymakers?
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
An ex-Los Angeles police officer who shot and killed a mentally disabled man inside a Costco in Corona is facing a voluntary manslaughter charge. Former officer Salvador Sanchez has also been charged with 2 counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm. In June of 2019, Sanchez, who was off duty at the time, shot a 32-year-old man who was nonverbal and unarmed. More news online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.